We have 11 amazing restaurants featuring a wide variety for every price range and appetite. South Point's Garden Buffet has something for everyone at unbeatable prices. Or, if hunger strikes in the middle of the night, join us at Coronado Cafe. The American menu offers breakfast, lunch, or dinner 24 hours a day. Plus a Chinese kitchen for authentic Chinese dishes from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. From steak and eggs to wonton soup, it's fast and friendly service 24/7. When you need a quick pick-me-up, you can find it at our state-of-the-art Starbucks just inside the main South Point entrance. Order ahead with the Starbucks app for easy mobile order pickups. Or enjoy your favorites in the relaxing dining area anytime, day or night. If you love Mexican food, Baja Miguel's has all of your south of the border favorites. There are dozens of classics to choose from, like fajitas, ceviche, chimichangas, tacos, and more. And for spirit lovers, Baja's colorful non-smoking tequila bar is right outside.
Hi, I'm Kurt Angle.
I represented the United States in the Olympics in 1996 and won a gold medal. Then I parlayed that into a pro wrestling career. I saw a commercial a few years ago.
Tunnel to Towers Foundation made a promise.
The Tunnel to Towers Foundation is paying off the mortgages for Gold Star families with young children. I thought, this is really cool. I want to be a part of it. My dad served in the Army for 30 years. We didn't have a lot of money, but he made sure we had what we needed. He set a great example for all of us. But he died in a construction accident my freshman year in high school. When he died, we didn't have any income coming in, and we ended up being forced to move out of our house. I was devastated. So I understand what these families are going through, and to have an organization like Tunnel to Towers come in and pick you up and carry you and give you a home to live in, I think that's just amazing. I'd like to ask you to donate $11 a month to support these efforts by going to T2T.org or calling 1-844-BRAVEST.
The following is a Race Day Las Vegas presentation in association with Sirocco Productions Limited on the Race Day Las Vegas Radio Network.
From the gaming capital of the world, time for Race Day Las Vegas, covering the sport of kings with a Las Vegas perspective. Now, to the race desk with your host, Ralph Sirocco.
From the backstretch to the turf flow, at the race books and on the internet, to all horse players around the world, a good morning.
All righty. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Race Day Las Vegas radio program for this Wednesday as we begin another racing week covering the great sport of kings, Las Vegas style, from the Race Day Las Vegas desk right here and our studio at South Point Studios on the Strip, on the Las Vegas Boulevard, I should say, here in Las Vegas at the South Point Hotel Casino Complex and the South Point Studios streaming network at YouTube. We welcome you to the show, as well as all of our other listeners that listen to us and watch us on all the different platforms that we have, like our local radio station here in town, Sports Talk 1400 AM, 107.1 FM. Our websites, racedaylasvegas.com, .vegas.world, .global, iPhone, Android, and Google, covered with the apps. We got them. The YouTube app, of course, you can see and hear us. And, of course, the KSHP app, you can hear us through the radio station and anywhere you get your podcasting as well. We welcome you to the show on this Wednesday morning as we ramp up for another week covering the great sport of kings. And, of course, here in the South Point at the South Point Studios, of course, behind us is the Race and Sportsbook, and the Sportsbook is starting all its action with the big March Madness about to embark on us as well. This week there's a lot of the conference championships, and then, of course, Selection Show will be on Sunday, and then the big March Madness is on. They got a big March Madness party going on here at the South Point. We'll fill you in on that a little bit later on. On today's show, we got handicappers Jonathan Hardoon. Dwayne Carlucci from the Rampart will be with us today. John Lindo and Jerry J. And, of course, we'll take a look at some of the races over the weekend. There is a special racing card coming up this Monday, St. Patrick's Day, at Santa Anita. Santa Anita is picking up an extra day from one of their cancellations, so they will be running on St. Patrick's Day Monday coming up. So that means when they get started on Friday, they'll have Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday racing at Santa Anita. Looking ahead to this weekend, the Kentucky Derby points getting races. There's just two of them this weekend. The Kentucky Derby points, 50 points up for grabs for the Kentucky Derby on the Virginia Derby at Colonial Downs. And for the Kentucky Oaks, one race, that is the Virginia Oaks at Colonial Downs, will also hold 50 points. So for the weekend, only two 50-pointers, and these are the last 50-pointers left. Then we get into the 100-pointers, but they'll be at Colonial Downs, the Virginia Derby, and the Virginia Oaks, respectively. As far as all of the point-getters that are left, eight additional point-getters for 100 points for the Kentucky Derby yet to come before it's all over, and there will be six of them with 100 points for the Kentucky Oaks leaderboard as well. And, of course, that there's one 50-pointer left as well and for the Kentucky Oaks and one 20-pointer left for the Kentucky Derby. That's the Lexington. That race usually sees a lot of the horses that are just needing to get from the cusp onto the Kentucky Derby, trying to get in there with that. So that's at 20 points there. That's the Lexington. That'll be the last race with any points for any of the Kentucky Oaks, Kentucky Derby held in April. And so as far as this weekend, the two big races are Colonial Downs. You got two of the great stakes races there on Saturday. Gulfstream Park will have a couple of stakes races. Aqueduct, Santa Anita, Turfway Park, and Oaklawn Park will also have a stakes race apiece. Santa Anita will have a grade three, as well as Oaklawn Park having a grade three. And there'll be five stakes races coming up on Saturday at Turf Paradise that will include their anchor, their big historic race there, the Phoenix Gold Cup. That'll be also on Saturday. As far as Sunday, light racing card. As far as stakes races, just one stakes race each at Gulfstream Park and at Santa Anita. I can tell you this, that the weather is going to be a big factor over this weekend coming up across the country. There is a big change of weather coming on. There's going to be a lot of rain, snow, etc., moving through the Midwest and then out to the East Coast, and followed by another block of rain and storms that are going to go up and down the West Coast. That means that it could very well be raining over the weekend or through this week in Southern California at Santa Anita, and you know what happens when they have too much rain there. So we're waiting, keeping our fingers crossed that we can get the racing in over the weekend at Santa Anita. And as far as the East Coast is concerned, when you get down to Colonial Downs for those two big races for the points getting for the Kentucky Derby and Kentucky Oaks, could be some bad weather there as well. As far as today is concerned around the country, it's clear. It's clear and it's great, but it's cold. Right here in Las Vegas, it's in the 40s outside right now, and we're going to get up to the 60s today in Las Vegas for our temperatures here. As far as the East Coast, New York's going to top out at 54. You got Chicago at 51. Miami, 78 degrees, always sunny and hot there. As far as the hot spot in the country, how about the very tip of the southern part of the United States, on the border of Mexico and Texas? Brownsville, Texas, will be 87 degrees. San Antonio is going to be 90. So you can see the flex of weather that's happening. There's going to be a warm front coming through first, and then the cold front's going to come in behind it. And when they clash, it gives a lot of unstable weather as far as tornadoes and hurricanes, etc., that could happen. So we'll wait and see how that plays out throughout the week as far as racing is concerned. Here in Las Vegas, we're going to top off at 68 degrees. Now, that might sound a little bit warmer than usual, but there's going to be a lot of wind out there as well. That'll make it feel a little bit chillier at 61 degrees in Los Angeles. So those are the conditions right now for today. But I can tell you that the predictions for the weather throughout the week is going to be nasty on some places, hopefully not in the big places for horse racing. As far as the Virginia Derby is concerned, John Hancock, a horse who was pointing for the Virginia Derby, has decided to pass that race and now point towards the Louisiana Derby. Also for the Virginia Oaks, the favorite in the race, Gowell's Delight. Gowell's Delight may very well be scratched there in favor of the Fairgrounds Oaks at the Fairgrounds. So we'll wait and see about that. We'll take a look at those stakes races, both the Virginia Oaks and Virginia Derby, when we get Jonathan Hardoon along with us a little bit later on. So for today, we got Jonathan Hardoon, Dwayne Carlucci, John Lindo, and Jerry Jackowitz. Now, I just want to take one moment here as a personal moment for you out there, for us, and for all of the team here at the Race Day Las Vegas. As you know, Rich Eng was not with us on Sunday. He will not be with us for the rest of the week. His beautiful wife, Sandy, was taken ill. It was just like a shock. She was taken ill, and she passed away. And so all I got to say is that I knew Sandy personally. And for people in our lifetime, whoever we pass along in our lifetime on our journey, our own personal journeys, when you meet people like Sandy, people that have a good heart, you know it right away. And she did. And she will be missed. And we pass along our condolences and our sympathies to Rich Eng and the family at that time. And the Race Day crew and the Race Day show is behind Richie 100%. You have our support, our love, and certainly our feelings about that. All right, we're going to be right back. Take our first break.
South Point Casino has plenty of attractions for the whole family. Catch a movie. Our 16-screen movie theater includes two XD Extreme screens for the ultimate in viewing, sound, and luxury. After the show, treat the family to a variety of treats at our old-fashioned ice cream parlor, Kate's Corner. We scoop up a variety of creamy concoctions, including smoothies, hand-dipped cones, milkshakes, malts, sodas, and sundaes. At Kate's, there's something for everyone. And if you've still got time to spare, our bowling center might be right up your alley. Voted best of Las Vegas, it's a great place for friends and family fun. 64 lanes, a pro shop, snack bar, and arcade. And while the kids are bowling, you can play slots and sip on a drink in the Alley Cat Lounge while overlooking the lanes. For our more serious and professional bowlers, the South Point is also home to a separate tournament bowling plaza.
Back on Race Day Las Vegas, and we're going to take a look now at the polls for this week. We have the NTRA poll, of course, that has the top three-year-olds and top older horses. As far as three-year-olds are concerned, Citizen Bowl still sits at the top. Journalism have moved into second place on the top three-year-old poll, the NTRA top poll for three-year-olds this week. Sovereignty is third, Cold Battle is fourth, and Barnes rounds out the top five. The next five is Owen Almighty, John Hancock, Disco Time, Captain Cook, and Flood Zone. Those are the top three-year-olds on the NTRA poll. As far as the Thoroughbred poll is concerned, Torpedo Anna is definitely on top there. She is well on top, that's for sure. White Abario is second, Locked is third, Sierra Leone fourth, and Straight No Chaser rounds out the top five. The next five are Mind Frame, Fierceness, Spirit of St. Louis, Forever Young, and Skippy Longstocking. That makes up the top NTRA polls. As far as the Kentucky Derby and the Kentucky Derby leaderboard, as far as the leaderboard is concerned, of course, you would obviously know that the top horse there for the Kentucky Derby leaderboard, no, I'm going to get that in a minute. Well, we'll wait on that. We'll just go wait on that. Here is the future book. This week, pool number five of the Kentucky Derby Paramutual Future Book gets underway. That future book will open up Friday morning at 9 a.m., 9 a.m. Pacific time. We'll close on Sunday at 3 p.m. Pacific time. So you'll at least have one race of for those Derby horses that will be running this weekend, the Virginia Derby. But as far as the horses in the future book are concerned, the big 5-to-1 favorite there, or the at 5-to-1 on the morning line. This is the opening morning line now. Sovereignty is at 5-to-1, and Journalism is now the favorite at 3-to-1. These are the opening lines. Remember, it's Parimutuel, and it certainly will move from there. Citizen Bull is 8-to-1, and at 6-to-1 is Barnes. Barnes is still getting support at 6-to-1. And all other three-year-olds that are not within the 39 that are individual are sitting there at 12-to-1. So that makes up the Kentucky Derby future book. They'll also have a Kentucky Oaks future book coming up at the same time. And as far as the Kentucky Oaks future book, Good Cheer, a Brad Cox trainee, Good Cheer is the favorite at 3-to-1 on the morning line there. Tenma is at 7-to-2, and all others of the 39 that are not individual in that category, the all other fillies is at 12-to-1. Now, the future book for both the Kentucky Derby and the Kentucky Oaks, the Parimutuel future book, that period will be from Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific time to Sunday at 3 p.m. Pacific time. Once the betting is complete, then they'll lock in the numbers, the odds that will be the odds that will be paid off on the tickets bought during that time. All righty. Let's go to your racing menu right now. We're going to go to the racing menu for today. Of course, this racing menu is brought to you each and every day, reminding you that the first post times we broadcast on the show for the racing menu are that of the Pacific time zone. So if you're here in Las Vegas listening here in the Pacific time zone, no problem. These will be the first post times that roll out in our race book here. If you are listening on the many different time zones around the world that we have, adjust from whatever time zone you're in to the Pacific time zone. This way you'll get it right and you won't miss anything like I miss Mom and Dad, okay? Here we go. We begin with Mahoning Valley Racecourse. Mahoning Valley Racecourse has nine races. Their first post time is at 9:15, and they have a pick six jackpot carryover of $30,662. First post time at Mahoning is at 9:15. Tampa Bay Downs. Tampa Bay Downs has a first post time of 9:30 today. They have nine races at Tampa Bay. And again, their first post time at Tampa Bay is set at 9:30 this morning. Next day, by the way, they have a super high five carryover at Tampa Bay of $2,948. Then we have Parks Racing. Parks Racing is next. Parks Racing has a pick five jackpot carryover of $101,273. Pick five jackpot, Parks Racing, $101,273. 10 races, first post time is at 9:40. Then we go to Gulfstream Park. Gulfstream Park has nine races today. Their pick six rainbow jackpot carryover is now climbing again. The pick six jackpot carryover today stands at $175,131. First post time for nine races at Gulfstream is set at 9:50. Fairgrounds Racecourse. The Fairgrounds has eight races from New Orleans. They have a pick six. This is a regular pick six carryover at Fairgrounds of $1,371, eight races, first post time is at 12:45. Then we go to Turf Paradise in Phoenix, Arizona. Eight races today at Turf Paradise. The first two will be quarter horse races. The last six will be thoroughbreds. And their first post time is at 1:25. Their pick six jackpot carryover, $29,223. $29,223. At Turf Paradise today. First post time, 1:25. Then we go to Turfway Park. Turfway Park, they have a pick six jackpot carryover, $120,543 in the Turfway Park pick six jackpot carryover. And their first post time at Turfway Park today for their 10 races and full fields is set at 2:55. And that is the racing menu for today. Before we get to Jonathan Ardoon, want to take a look at some of the results over the weekend, just in case you might have been busy and doing other things or whatever. In any case, at Aqueduct on Sunday, Manny Franco had three wins on the card. He won the first race for Brad Cox at 4:40 and then came back in the seventh race for Greg Sacco paying $6.10. He won the eighth race aboard Just Beat the Odds at $6 even. That was Jerry J's Power Page play on the show Sunday. The Dollar Exacta for the link-ups there paid also $7.30. And as far as any other jockey, Ruben Silvera had a couple of wins. Won the second race for Wayne Potts at $18.20, and then came back in the sixth race for Jamie Ness, paying $6.70. And oh, yeah, the Jose Lascano and Linda Rice team teamed up together to win a race at Aqueduct on Sunday. That was the fourth race, paying $4.30. At Gulfstream Park on Sunday, pretty good and decent early pick five payoff there. Tyler Gaffleone had a couple of wins on the card. His first win came in the fifth race on a Sherry DeVoe winner that paid $3 even. That capped off a pick five that paid $2,792.85 because of the third race winner there, a big $44 long shot in the middle of that pick five. And Chad Brown and Tyler Gaffleone got together for Gaffleone's second win of the day in the ninth race with a dead favorite paying $2.80. Oaklawn Park, Rafael Bejarano had a big day at Oaklawn Park. He won four races. He won the first two races back-to-back for trainer Ron Marquette, so Marquette had a double as well, paying $6.720. Came back in the third race to win that race. Came back in the seventh race for Joe Sharp at $4.20 for his fourth win on the day. Christian Torres had a couple of wins, winning the fourth race at $15.40 and the ninth race at $6.80. And Nick Juarez had a couple of wins as well. Juarez won the sixth race for Peter Miller. Won the sixth race for Peter Miller at Oaklawn. $9.20 came back in the eighth race for the coach, Dwayne Lucas, and paid $9.60 there at Oaklawn. And at Santa Anita on Sunday, Phil D'Amato and Umberto Ruspoli got together to win the opener, paying $3.60. And they came back together in the final race, winning two races on the day for both D'Amato and the team of Ruspoli and D'Amato. They paid $25.60 in the 11th and final race ticket on a turf course, too, Ruspoli and D'Amato. By the way, Jonathan Ardoon's horse, that 15-1 shot, got bet down in half to 7-1 and was a closing second in that race. Watch that horse next time. Pick 6 San Anita paid $10,093.60. Want to thank John Lindo. He came with a winner in the fifth race at Santa Anita for us in the form of Rosalie May for Juan Hernandez and Mike McCarthy, paying $8.20. Kent DeSormo and Bob Hess got together. That team's been together for like decades. They got together for the fourth race, paying $6.40. And the first win ever for apprentice Manuel Americano. His first Santa Anita win came in the sixth race aboard Tim McKenna's trainee, paying $8.40 at Santa Anita on Sunday. So that's what happened on Sunday. Just to recap what's there. Now we'll go to Jonathan Ardoon, standing by, who's here right now with us today. Good morning, Jonathan.
Good morning, Ralph. How are you?
I'm doing fine, my man. And all I can say is that I think the weather is going to play a big, big as far as the... As far as the races are concerned, all over the place. Looks pretty forecast looks pretty nasty. We'll wait and see if the forecast is what really happens.
Just one thing before we get started: condolences to Rich. It's just a horrible thing that happened, and I know you and him and Sandy go way back, Ralph. I heard all the stories from Turfway Park. Yeah. And from the place in Jersey and everywhere, Garden State Park, and it must really be especially hard for you as well.
It is. She was a personal friend of not only myself, but her and my mother used to do a lot together, too. And so I guess they're raising Kane and the big bingo, you know, room in the sky, I guess. Yeah. But yes, it was sudden and it was fast. And you're right. We just have, what can you say? Everybody goes through these.
Yep.
And
all right. Let's do some business here.
Yeah, let's do some business. As far as the Kentucky Derby leaderboard's concerned, right now, Cole Battle is still on top with 70. Owen Almighty pushed into second place at 65. Citizen Bull still sitting there waiting on hold for his next start, which I believe will be the Santa Anita Derby, is at 60. Sovereignty is also at 60. Flood Zone is at 50. And then you have Journalism at 47.5. Getaway Cart's 36. That's Chance McPatrick at 35. Built at 35. And Matakin Road at 31. That tops out the top five in the leaderboard for the Kentucky Derby. As far as the Oaks is concerned, Quiet Side's on top with 68. Then you got Drexel Hill at 57, La Cara 51, Good Cheer at 45, the Queen MG has 43.5, Tenma has 33, 5G is 25, rounding out the top 10, Mohima has 25, Amarath at 25, and Mayesham at 25 as well. So that's the way that looks. But you and I both know that this leaderboard is going to change, and in some cases drastically, with all those 100-pointers yet to come for the rest of this month and then through early April.
Well, you have eight 100-point races coming. So obviously, those eight winners are going to be in the Derby, you know, because no one 100 points is obviously going to get you. And the interesting horse on Saturday is Getaway Car, who's in the top five. He will end up probably being odds on at Colonial Downs, you know, with the scratch of John Hancock. Well, Getaway Car was a 9-to-5 morning line favorite going in. So he's going to take money, and not so easy for him. He's coming off of a big effort last time out in the Sunland Derby. He ran really hard that day, Ralph. I don't know if he's going to put two efforts together in a short period of time like that. It's been less than a month or just about a month. The horse I was interested in there was the Cox horse. You know, John Hancock's coming out, so Rapture, the horse that Pratt opted for, he rode John Hancock last time out in the Sam F. Davis, and he opted to ride him over John Hancock. I have a feeling they knew John Hancock was scratching all along. That's why he ended up on Rapture.
Yeah, well, all I can say is looking at this field, and I'll go through the field for the folks there. The one horse is Calling Card, Luan Machado for Mike Maker. The two is John Hancock. Mike Smith is going to go out to ride John Hancock for Brad Cox.
No, he's not. No, he's not.
Oh, he's not.
He's scratching.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. That's right. John Hancock is scratched. Mike Smith would have ridden them, though. In any case,
at least he was listed to ride him.
That's right. Scratch number two, John Hancock. Number three is American Promise, Nick Juarez for D. Wayne Lucas. And they had a win, as I said the other day, at Oaklawn Park together. The four is Omaha, Raul Mena for Michael Corum. The five is Studley Do Right, Xavier Perez for John Robb. The six is Getaway Car. Iran Ortiz Jr. will ride for Bob Baffert. Getaway Car, I guess they installed that horse as the 9-to-5 favorite there. So Getaway Car is the Baffert entry in the Virginia Derby. Rapture will break next to him, as you say, Flavian Pratt riding for Brad Cox. The eight is Authentic Gallop, Javier Castellano for Tom Amos. The nine is Render Judgment, Brian Hernandez for Kenny McPeak. And the 10 is Georgia Magic, Sheldon Russell for Raymond Ray Handel. And that's the field. Scratch the two, John Hancock again. And so you think that, well, you know, that Rapture, that's a solid horse. I mean, it's an offspring of Uncle Mo.
He's coming off a maiden win, but what's the big deal? Cox does it all the time. You know, the horse has two starts. And he ran super last time out, breaking from the 10 post at Oaklawn Park. Not an easy thing to do. Again, Cox is loaded. He probably has three or four horses that are headed for the Derby. And, you know, this may be another one of them.
And that of course, is the Virginia Derby. Then we'll get to the Virginia Oaks, a race that saw just a field of eight. From the rail out, number one, Kona Mama. John Velasquez riding for Flint Stites. The two is Low Key, Sheldon Russell for Tom Amos. The three is Goel's Delight, Brian Hernandez for Kenny McPeak. This horse may come out of this race, though, because McPeak right now is vacillating between going in the Virginia Oaks this weekend or opting for the Fairgrounds Oaks at the Fairgrounds. So we'll wait and see about that. And she is the morning line favorite at 3-1. Then you've got number four, Anomia. Anan Nima Anonima Colby Hernandez for Kenny McPeak. So McPeak will have at least one horse in the race, even if he scratches a Goel's Delight and goes with Anonima. Hard for me to say. This morning, anyhow. Early on has Flavian Pratt for Safi Joseph Jr. Well, that's a kind of an interesting team there. The 6, You'll Be Back. Javier Castellano for Tom Amos. The 7 is Girl Math. Luan Machado for Rudolph Brissett. And the 8 is Fondly Ired Ortiz Jr. for Graham Motion. So with the defection of Gold's Delight, I would imagine that the favoritism might wind up on Fondly on the outside.
Well, she's listed as a 7-2 morning line favorite. Her last race was at Tampa. And by the way, she ran very well, breaking from the rail, going 7 furlongs and winning first out. Not an easy thing to do. There's some interesting things going on here, Ralph. In all the years, I can't remember Flavian Pratt ever riding for Safi Joseph.
Me neither.
But he's going to do so on Saturday. I mean, you know, Safi Joseph uses everybody. But believe it or not, you don't see Pratt riding for him often, if at all. I kind of like the 7 horse in there, Girl Meth. Rudolph Brissett sends out this 3-year-old filly. And the interesting thing is Pratt rode this horse last time. Saturday, she'll be ridden by Luann Machado. So I don't know whose choice it was or what happened there, but that's the horse that I actually ended up on.
Well, I can tell you this right now. At this time of the year, jockeys like Flavian Pratt and the other jockeys are really, no pun intended, jockeying for position to get the best horse they can for those races. And, of course, there'll be a lot of musical chairs shifting with jockeys and trainers as we get closer to the Kentucky Derby. But you think Flavian Pratt's number one Derby pick is either going to land in the barn of Bob Baffert or Brad Cox or Chad Brown. That's for sure, I would think. But the Kentucky Oaks is still kind of a wide-open affair, so I can see them really moving around to see if they can get a live horse.
Well, I'm sure Cox has a couple of live fillies that Pratt will have a choice of, you know, so I don't know how much I put into that musical chairs on this Saturday, but obviously come Oaks Day, it will make a difference.
It certainly will, and we'll keep an eye on that. Hopefully, we'll keep our fingers crossed that the weather will be nice. Now, these races are on the main track at Colonial Downs anyhow. They're not going to take them off the main track. But it would be nice to see a fast main track rather than something off like slow or sloppy. We'll wait and see.
And it's interesting. They're running a 3-day meet, yeah. Churchill Downs, which now owns Colonial. And, again, during the summer when they run, 85% of the races are run on the turf. This weekend, no turf races, all dirt races.
So. Yeah, no question about that. Well, I think what they're doing as far as the all-dirt races is they're kind of probably anticipating what the weather has in store, maybe. Let's hope Mother Nature is a racing fan on Saturday. But in any case, that's going to be those are going to be the two races that hold any points whatsoever for the Derby and the Oaks that are coming up on the first Friday and first Saturday of May, which ain't too far away, buddy.
No, and we'll be doing it.
Yeah,
We'll be doing
the Derby, that's for sure, with, of course, the special that we'll have that week as we normally do, and the seminars and the big Derby party that happens here at the South Point as well. Before we get started with the picks, got your soapbox going now, so go ahead. I know that there was one subject matter that we teased on Sunday that I said we're going to do on Wednesday. A little bit more time, we'll put you on the soapbox.
Well, Ralph, someone has to explain this to me because I don't understand it. People complain to First Betting or to Santa Anita, to Gulfstream, to everybody about CAW wagering, and all they do is ignore it. You could call them, you could send them emails, you could do anything you want, and they don't have an answer for you. However, when they run their coast-to-coast wager, which is, you know, it's a pick five, which comprises races from both Gulfstream and Santa Anita, both Stronach tracks, they advertise that they have a low 15% takeout and there is no CAW wagering allowed. So why are they telling you that there's no CAW wagering allowed? Because they know that it pisses people off and people don't want to play into those pools. So if it's okay to advertise that there's no CAW in the cross country, well, why are they afraid to announce that they allow CAW the rest of the time? It's total, you know, they're admitting their guilt in their own advertisement. It just makes no sense to me. And again, people have to stand up. This has to stop. There were horses on Sunday, 7 to 2 to 8 to 5. Every time there's a CAW explosion, I get a text or an email. Did you see that? Did you see that?
Yeah. I do too. And sometimes, I tell you this, but sometimes, I don't know about you, but I've been the victim of it. I had a horse that won and thought I was going to get $9 and get $5.80.
Yeah, no kidding. More than once, I promise you, Ralph.
Yeah. I mean, it's at least it's irritating, that's for sure. But
but if they're telling you that we don't allow it in the cross-country bets, so why are you allowing it in the regular? You know what I'm
saying? Well, that's it. You know, if you're not allowing it in one thing, then you're admitting that...
Something is wrong. You're admitting something is wrong and people are mad at
it. Exactly. You're admitting that it has an effect on the pool when you say that. Okay? If it has an effect on the pool for that pool, then logic will tell you that it has an effect in any other pool that you're offering it. Right up till post time.
And that's only one bet.
Yeah.
Or everything else is free for all. Go ahead, do whatever the hell you want. It's wrong. It's just.
I knew I'd get the boiling point on the soapbox for you for that. But you are absolutely right. You're absolutely right. In any case, let's get to some picks for today. Let's see if we can hold the prices on the picks anyhow. By the way, that horse at Santa Anita on Sunday. What a night. I mean, even at 7-1, he ran terrific. He just couldn't get out in time to make that big closing kick to get to the winner. Rispoli on the winner that paid $25 for Phil D'Amato. He got a perfect trip. He really did. He got out. He got a good ride there. All right,
let's go to Gulfstream. Look at race number 7, 1.70 on Tapita. And I like the number 4 horse in here, King D'Oro. This is a 5-year-old gelding from the Jose D'Angelo barn. 7-2 on the morning line. Luis Saez takes over today. This is just a consistent and steady horse. He fires every time. He's going to run another big one today. I like number 4, King D'Oro, to win today's 7th race out at Gulfstream.
All right, 7th race at Gulfstream, the 4, King D'Oro. The 4, King D'Oro, is Jonathan Hardoon's play in the 7th race at Gulfstream Park. 7-2 on the morning line. Let's see if we could hold that and get it home. All right, what about Tampa Bay?
Let's look at race 6, Ralph. And I love when trainers reclaim horses, especially older horses. And the number 3 horse in here, Chromed Impulse, a 6-year-old gelding from the Stephen Cahill barn, was claimed from him a few starts back. He reclaimed this horse last time out. He's got a win at the distance, 2 wins at Tampa, Vernon Bush aboard to ride. Number 3, Chromed Impulse, wins today's 6th race. Out of Tampa Bay Downs.
All right. The 6th race at Tampa Bay, number 3, Chromed Impulse, is your play. The 3 and the 6th race at Tampa Bay. And in that race, you can scratch the 1, Court and Spark, and the 6, Starship Mocha. The 1 and the 6 are out of that race. The 1 was the 5-2 morning line favorite in the race. And the 3, Chromed Impulse, I guess it looks like will probably fall to favoritism now. But nevertheless, he's your pick, the 3 oars in the 6th race at Tampa Bay. Full sheets for both Tampa Bay and Gulfstream Park. Jonathan Hardoon did his job today, and they're available where, Jonathan?
JonHardoon.com. Thank you, Ralph. Stay safe and be well.
All right. You got it, my man. I knew I'd get Jonathan. I knew I'd get a pulse going for that soapbox, that's for sure. But there is a great point to be made there. You know that. As far as players, we know and we have experienced it. In any case, we'll be back with Dwayne Carlucci coming there from Rampart, so don't go away.
Here we are in Houston, opening up our first veteran village, this beautiful building that's going to house 161 homeless veterans. Any veteran that risked their lives and they're struggling with PTSD, mental illness, addiction. We're also building what I call comfort homes, 500 square foot homes. These are for older homeless veterans, so they have their own space and give them back some of their dignity, some of their independence, and most certainly give them back their life. Go to T2T.org to learn how you can change a veteran's life forever.
South Point offers all the types of entertainment you'd expect at a first-class Las Vegas resort. Did you know our 400-seat showroom is one of Las Vegas's top destinations for live entertainment? Enjoy live performances by classic Vegas entertainers, bands, and today's hottest comedians, plus a rock and dance floor. You can also enjoy live entertainment at the Grandview Lounge, where you'll feel all the vibes of old Las Vegas. Enjoy the music, and if you love to laugh, don't miss The Dirty at 12:30, our very own free comedy show. Every Friday night at 12:30 a.m. in the Grandview Lounge, The Dirty is 100% free, so arrive early. Go to southpointcasino.com or call the box office at 77136 for today's performances at the showroom and the Grandview Lounge. When you're ready for your favorite cocktail, stop in and unwind at one of our seven specialty lounges. There's a bar around every corner, because you're in Vegas, baby.
I want to thank all of the chatters out there on the chat box. Everybody on the chat box are extending their sympathies to Richie and his family at this time, and we really appreciate that. A lot of the people, everybody on the chat box is just saying that. We appreciate that. Now let's go out to Dwayne Colucci standing by. Dwayne, good morning.
How you doing, Ralph? And, yeah, definitely want to pass my condolences as well. Rich is such a great guy. And,
yeah.
I'm glad you mentioned that, Ralph. Just a terrible happenings, and thoughts and prayers to him and his family. He's just one of the legends of horse racing, especially in Las Vegas, and a really good friend. Proud to call him a friend.
Yes, he's been a friend of mine for as long as I can remember. I had weighed less and I had more hair at the time. That's for sure when I first met Richie. As a matter of fact, he was when we developed a friendship when they hired me at Garden State Park back in 1985 to be the track announcer there. Richie and the team of people in the publicity staff and management staff are the ones that made the decision to hire me and get me there. So it's been a long time, that's for sure. And Sandy was a beautiful person, really. All right. Did you take a look at the Virginia Derby at all?
Yeah, I sure did. And, you know, it's coming up tough. No John Hancock. That's a disappointment. But I think that Brad Cox is situating his horses, Ralph. He knows what he's going up against. So, you know, he still has a contender in Rapture. And, you know, anybody's a contender when Flavian Pratt is in the saddle the way he's been riding the last few years. I mean, he is just pushing IRAT to the brink and is right now nose and nose with IRAT for top rider in the country, in my opinion. And, you know, Brad Cox has so many, a plethora of three-year-olds. He's getting similar, not in his winning tactics to Bob Baffert, but his stable is very near Bob Baffert's, that he's always loaded with two-year-olds leading into the three-year-old campaign and the Kentucky Derby. So you definitely have to respect Rapture in this game, in this race. And, you know, you do have Getaway Car, who ran so well in the Sunland Derby there and really dug in for Bob Baffert. So, you know, this is going to be a very competitive race without John Hancock in there. And we're moving everything now. I love it to Colonial Downs. It's a new, like, spin. And I really enjoy the new tactics that we try to promote this game. And this definitely now adds to the aura of the Derby points. And we saw how, you know, successful this is becoming and growing excitement for the horse racing game. If these horses could garner points and get there to the first Saturday in May, everybody has a chance. But in this particular race, I'll be honest with you, I think, you know, I'm going to stick with Rapture. I think he only has two starts, but he's, you know, definitely coming into his own. I like what Getaway Car brings to the table, but he's going to be too short, Ralph. I mean, I can't take these short prices constantly with these Bob Baffert horses. And coming off that last race, he's going to be a tremendous his favorite.
Yeah, and I got to tell you, he's a fighter. You know, he's a gut-wrenching fighter, but that last race might have been gut-wrenching as well, as far as maybe regressing a little. But we'll wait and see. Getaway Car, of course, 9-5. Rapture, 5-1 on the morning line, and they'll be breaking next to each other in the Virginia Derby. It'll be an interesting race, you know, to see what comes out of that at Colonial Downs. Yeah, I like the fact that they're moving it around a little. Of course, Colonial Downs, owned by Churchill Downs Incorporated, so we can see why they're having this special weekend and prep for the Kentucky Derby. Well, Dwayne, you've been very good to the race players and the race day listeners here on Wednesdays. You've given us plenty of winners, and they'll be searching out for a winner today.
Yeah, definitely. And you know my MO, Ralph. I'm going with the Turfway Park. Also, I have a Fairgrounds pick today.
Oh.
Turfway Park, we're going to the, I believe it's the, yes, the fifth race here. Antique Silver, number 9, my favorite combination. David Jacobson, Gabriel Saiz. We're looking at a horse that's coming from Oaklawn Park here, which is definitely a class drop, I believe, when you're going from Oaklawn to Turfway Park. It's just a matter of if you could take to this synthetic surface. And, you know, David Jacobson, most of his horses have been very successful. He had a horse last week that I felt was really a really strong play, and the horse just broke so bad, but he came flying at the end, Ralph, and he missed winning by an inch. And, you know, David is really conditioning well at Turfway. Mm-hmm. Oaklawn's another story. He's been a little suspect, so I like the fact that he's shipping his Oaklawn horses over to Turfway, where he's been a little more successful. Mm-hmm. You know, but definitely watch the board on this horse. 6-1. He's going to take some action, obviously, in this field. It's a stacked field. We have a big field, so you're going to get a good price. And if you use him in exotics, it's definitely going to be, a profitable scenario here. I mean, you look at David. He's got 10 starts, 2 wins, 2 seconds, 2 thirds at Turfway. That's just a fabulous percentage, in my opinion, that you're hitting the board constantly and your horses always have a chance, because Turfway, it's tough to be very consistent from a trainer's and a rider's angle. Also now at Fairgrounds, Ralph, I'm looking at Deacon Prince in the fifth race, number 8. This is the Shane Wilson barn. He's just unbelievable, I'll tell you right now. This guy is starting to get hot. He gets hot and cold. And I think that this horse, Wick Guerrero, is his go-to guy, has an excellent chance at a price. Keep an eye on the tote board. I mean, I think he's going to get bet down, because Wilson has been actually, I think he won 3 last week on a race day. Mm-hmm. And he's just been phenomenal with these long price horses and using Guerrero. So this is a bomber. So 20-1 on the morning line. Deacon Prince, race 5 at Fairgrounds. Shane Wilson, like I said, Guerrero, that's his go-to guy mm-hmm. recently. Let's get a price, Ralph. Let's get some money here.
Oh, man. Your thoughts and words to the gambling god's ears, that's for sure. In the fifth race, the 8 horse, Deacon Prince, will take half of the 20-1 and get him home a winner. In the fifth race, Fairgrounds again, the 8. And at Turfway Park, in their fifth race, you like the 9. So the 9 and the 5th at Turfway, the 8 and the 5th at Fairgrounds. And, Dwayne, there's always plenty of action for race players at the Rampart.
Yeah, definitely, Ralph. And like I said, you know, just mentioned the Race Day Las Vegas show and Ralph Scirocco, and we're going to give you a free drink ticket. Just come up to the counter. I'm off now, the dead days, Tuesday, Wednesday, so mm-hmm. I'll be there for Thursday on, throughout the tournament. It's just fabulous goings on. The race handle has been incredible, Ralph. I'm so proud of my guests and, you know, my team and the promotions for horse racing. We're keeping it going. The properties around us are just chasing customers. Nobody wants anything to do with the sport of kings, Ralph, and it's breaking my heart. This is the best game. It's the only game that gives you odds. Keep that in perspective, because everybody talks about table games, house mm-hmm. percentage,
yeah.
video poker. The house has a percentage. Remember, horse racing gives you odds despite the takeout. So if you could handicap well, gather your information, which we provide at the Rampart. We always have the betting sheets, scratch sheets, racing forms, everything available. On certain race days, we have Bob Ike's handicapping sheets, my handicapping sheets. You listen to this show, you're going to be successful. This is a great game. We need the younger crowd to get involved, and the Rampart promotes it. I've got the best comping system, Ralph, in town. $40 gets you one comp dollar on my property. Like I said, we'll buy you a drink. Just mention this show. Horse racing is king at the Rampart, without a doubt.
And it is absolutely king at the Rampart and here at the South Point. Love the commercial. And we'll talk to you next week, Dwayne. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Ralph. I really appreciate it. And let's make some money, like I said, with those picks.
You better believe it, pal. Better believe it. All right, I'm going to blow off the last commercial, because we got a great one from Dwayne about the Rampart. So let's go right to John Lindo, standing by in Southern California. John, good morning.
Good morning. How you doing, Ralph?
I'm doing fine, my man. All I could say is, what's the weather going to be like in Southern California?
Well, it rained pretty steady yesterday. Not heavy, but pretty steady. It's supposed to rain today, and there's a good chance of rain tomorrow, and there's a slight chance of rain on Friday. So it's going to be pretty dicey for Friday. There's three turf races scheduled. I'm handicapping those races basically off the turf this far ahead of time, and we'll see what happens. But, yeah, we're going to have some weather, and it's supposed to get a little cold tomorrow. So fingers crossed we can get everything in as scheduled.
Well, I know that, John, you got the car packed and ready to travel on up here to Las Vegas. You're going to be here in studio with us on Friday and Saturday at least. And I know that you're coming up here to visit some friends at the National Handicapping Championship, the NTRA National Handicapping Championship that's being held this weekend here in Las Vegas on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So if you have a pick for us, we'll get it from you, and then we'll get you on the road.
No, I don't have a play today, Ralph. I'm busy with a lot of things. Want to wish Richie Yang, my wife and I, our very best. We lost a good one this week in Sandy.
Yeah.
And we knew she was okay from the start, Ralph. She's an animal lover like we are. And you see her with her dogs that she used to play, you know, handle. And
yeah,
just really sad.
Yeah, it certainly is. But she's probably head of the kennel up there north of us. That's for sure.
Hey, yeah, she's running the show.
She is. Be safe. Thank you for your thoughts about Sandy, and we'll see you up here in studio tomorrow morning.
You got it, Ralph. See you in the morning.
All right. We're going to go to Jerry Jackowitz now to wrap up this race day show. Jerry, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph.
And
it's sort of a sad day, right?
Well, yes, it is. Certainly, it's sad for us that are still here, but it's a beautiful day for the soul because we know where her soul's at now. So.
Yeah.
In any case, you have a thought or two about something to do with the betting, I'm sure.
Well, you know, I sort of hit the same story over and over and over again, which is what we do with S-Horse players. We have to kind of work our way towards what actually works. And I think we should kind of talk about how do we know what we're doing works. What really works is by the amount of cash we have in our pocket. That's really how we keep score. It's not
it's just not, it's ebb and flows with bankrolls for handicappers, but what we have to do is kind of see if we can reach a medium, right?
Well, yeah, you kind of have to look at it from a long enough period of time so you can smooth out the results and you can say, hey, my bankroll has been growing. You know, you're not going to win every bet, and you don't even want to decide whether you made a good bet based upon the result of the race. I mean, it feels when you've won and you've taken cash out, it feels really good, and when you've lost and you're leaving the cash in, it kind of feels lousy. But that's not really how you decide a bet if a bet is good or bad. A bet is good or bad by I made a bet on a horse that I thought should have been 4-1 at the lowest price, and I got 6-1 on him. That's what makes it a good bet. And if after the race, you know, you lost, you say, well, it was still the right bet at 4-1. I got 6, 6.5-1, 7-1 on a 4-1 shot.
Right.
Or 5-2 on a 2-1, whatever the price is.
Yeah.
That's the trick, and training yourself to think like that is really paramount. It really makes all the difference in the world. Otherwise, you're always chasing small money all over the place and losing everywhere you go.
So the emphasis must be on the decision you make based on the value of the play, and not the decision you make whether the horse wins or loses.
That is correct, and it's. Really, that travels through every walk of life. Most people don't learn. I hate to say it. Most people never learn it. They don't learn it when it comes to buying a house or anything, a car or anything else like that. But if you learn that lesson, you'll see that your decision making and betting all combine to a really nice, efficient system, and you'll feel better. You'll enjoy the game a heck of a lot more. You'll have a lot more pride in what you're doing.
Yeah, you have to put that discipline over impulse. Correct.
Yeah, I mean, we're all impulsive, right?
Right, exactly.
Playing horses.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
The impulse is there, and you know, so you have to train that impulse. So the way I describe it is training the impulse to be in the right direction. The impulse should take you in the right direction.
Well, that's great. That's great advice. And you are going to take us in the direction of closing the show for today. We want to thank everybody for your thoughts and prayers for Sandy. I know Richie appreciates it, and we'll be back tomorrow. Jerry, say it.
This one's for Richie. Have a great race day.
Red Race Day Las Vegas morning on 1400 KSHP North Las Vegas.
Online
at KSHP.gov.